Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
All right, it's time to play Beat Shazam. 5 seconds to identify songs, artist, and title. Drex going up against Caro.
Okay.
6 songs in all. We always have a category.
Mm-hmm.
Today's category.
We don't talk about Bruno.
It turns out we do talk
always
about
Bruno.
Talk about because that song is giant. So these are the biggest songs from animated movies.
Oh, cool.
Starting with Caro.
No.
Let's get it out of the way.
Let it go. Let it go.
Do I have to say who it sings it? Idina Menzel?
I'm sorry. It's Adele Dazeem.
Whatever. I got that right.
Let it go. Let it go. I am one with the wind and sky.
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. All right.
Stop, make it stop, make it stop.
Drex, your song.
Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake and Trolls.
Trolls, yeah. Correct. All right, we're tied up. Going back to Caro for your second song on Beat Shazam.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Smash Mouth, All Star.
Shrek.
Yeah. Hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All right, Drex, your next song, Beat Shazam.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Big songs from animated movies.
I believe that's Happy by Pharrell and Despicable Me 2.
Yes, very good. Yeah.
I got an 8-year-old.
All right, still tied up. Caro, final round of Beat Shazam. Big animated movie songs.
You Got a Friend in Me.
Come on.
Sorry.
Randy Newman. Everyone
Randy
knows that.
Randy Newman.
You got a friend in me.
Toy Story.
I got a half a point.
You got a friend in me.
All right, but this is a tough one. This is a tough one.
To
this
beat
is
Caro.
A tough one. For the win, Drex. Are you ready?
Yes.
You have an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah, so it's that's Sunflower Post Malone, but I don't know the movie.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Then you left in the dust. Unless I stuck by you. You're a sunflower.
Caro.
I think your love would be too much.
How much did your kid spend? And you didn't find out about it until you got the bill.
Well, you know, using the passcodes and the face ID on the phone, it could be annoying sometimes, but they are there to keep you safe
from your children, yes.
100%. This family in New Jersey moved into a new house, and the mom was going through and putting stuff into her virtual cart. You know, I like this. I like
maybe
this.
I want this.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
it's very good. You can do that. It doesn't cost you anything to put
right.
it in the cart, usually.
Right.
Usually. Well, the 2-year-old grabs mom's phone because that's what kids do. Can I play a game on your phone? He goes into the Walmart app and he checks out and has $1,700 worth of goods shipped to the family's new house.
Oh, my gosh.
And these were, like, from what I understand, like chairs and things like that.
So giant
at
boxes.
At least mom wanted these things,
yeah.
Right?
Well, maybe that was the plan all along.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's already here now, honey.
Honey, I'm going to leave
do
my,
it. The baby did it.
Leave my phone on the counter. It's already logged in. Just, you know, do what you do. Don't you like yellow? The button's yellow.
Well, yeah, the checkout button is so inviting, right?
All right, so how much, Kara, when you were a kid, did you spend money without your parents?
Like, oh, yeah, so I was a teenager, and I had a boyfriend who was in jail, and he would call
what?
Me collect.
Back up.
What?
Yeah, he would call me collect, and I didn't know how much those calls cost, but he would call me, like, multiple times a day, and I'd be like, okay, and just accept the call. And we got the phone bill like a month later, and it was upwards of like $800.
You're burying the lead.
Yeah, he was in jail.
Why?
Oh, there are multiple reasons why he was in jail.
Why were you dating him?
I wasn't at that point. He was in jail.
You started dating him in jail?
No, I started dating him. He was not in jail.
Oh my gosh.
Were you at any time a suspect?
No, absolutely not.
That was a stupid question.
And $800.
$800.
404-741-0985. We're going to take a moment to digest what we just heard and then come back with your phone calls. How much money did your kid spend without you knowing? Tad Drex and the Felon's Wife on B98.5. Talking about kids spending money without you necessarily knowing until you get the bill. 404-741-0985. Audrey in Dallas, how much did your kid cost you?
My son was about 6 years old at this time, and my parents own a glass shop. And my dad was obviously not thinking and gave my son a hammer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he hit a piece of glass and it shattered. Now, mind you, my son did not get hurt through this process, but
Thank goodness.
Hit a piece of glass and it shattered, and he realized he liked that sound.
Oh,
so
no.
He kept doing it.
To the tune of?
About $12,000.
Oh, my God.
They call it a bowl in a china closet.
Uh-huh.
Nobody actually invites a bowl into the china closet.
Yeah. Audrey's son in a glass shop. That's the new saying.
All right. So that was $12,000. Do we hear $20,000? Danielle in Johns Creek.
Yes. He plugged up the sink in the bathroom and got in the shower, and it overflowed the sink in his bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And it came out the ceiling downstairs. We just ended up replacing all the floors on the top level. We had to replace all the floors on the bottom level and the ceiling downstairs in our laundry room.
Steve in Norcross.
I can do just over $40,000.
For what?
We went on a vacation, and we left our 18-year-old at home. He had a party, and I guess they ran out of alcohol or something, so the kids thrashed my house.
Oh, my goodness.
The kids, this is why the drinking age is 21, because who responds to running out of alcohol by destroying the house?
They took all the windows out of the back of the house, and then from going in, all the glass tore up the wood, so we had to refinish all the wood floors. And then they decided taking out my banister was going to be kind of cool.
Oh, my gosh.
They took a chess game, and they put it inside our big screen TV. You know, it's a rear projector, so they thought that would be a real nice decorating piece. Then they broke the glass out of our oven, and they bent all our knives. My wife had some designer cooking knives, so they bent them like into horseshoe-type shape.
Very quickly, what was the punishment?
We ended up moving to Georgia because we lived in California, and we left him there. He ended up coming back, but it took a little while to get over it.
How old was he?
He was 18, almost 19.
Then he should be paying that $40,000 himself.
Yeah.
You need to be working it.
I'd ship that kid right out of the country.
Bye.
Military school at the very least.
There's more Tad, Drex, and Kara coming up, and here's what they'll be talking about.
Kara has info to go coming up in 10 minutes.
All right, sci-fi fans, there's something really big coming our way. I'll tell you what we need to be looking out for in info to go.
I could see Drex still figuring out that he's just going to have to let his daughter have parties.
Lots of cameras.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick 100 bucks. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Alana in Alpharetta?
Yes, it's Alana.
Alana, could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Sure. Go on and get out of here, Kara.
I'm going, Alana. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Why didn't they just call you Atlanta?
I know. I get that. It's like Atlanta without the T's. I know.
Kara's going to stand outside the studio. We'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, you'll win $100 of her money. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Adele surprised a fan who flew from New York to see her in Vegas with a video call on Friday night. What's the app iPhone users use to video chat?
FaceTime.
Number two, Nick Jonas and his wife welcomed their first child over the weekend. True or false, there's actually a fourth Jonas brother, and his name is Frankie.
True.
Number three, Pete Davidson and Colin Jost have purchased an out-of-service ferry boat and plan to turn it into a comedy club. What show do those guys star on?
Saturday Night Live.
Number four, after a great weekend of playoff football, only four teams remain. Can you name one of them?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Number five, an interview before his passing last week, Meatloaf says an eighth grade gym teacher gave him his nickname. Can you name the 1999 film he played the character Bob in?
1999. I don't know.
All right, let's bring Kara back in. This is very tough.
Yeah, Atlanta was rolling there in Alpharetta. Yeah. Incredible. We'll see what happens. You did really well, though.
Okay. All right.
Here comes Kara. Are you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, Adele surprised a fan who flew from New York to see her in Vegas with a video call on Friday night. What's the app that iPhone users use for video chatting?
FaceTime.
That's what Atlanta said, 1-1.
Number two, Nick Jonas and his wife welcomed their first child over the weekend. True or false, there's actually a fourth Jonas brother. His name is Frankie.
That's true.
Poor Frankie. He never gets any attention. It's 2-2.
Number three, Pete Davidson and Colin Jost have purchased an out-of-service ferry boat and plan to turn it into a comedy club. What show do those guys star on?
Saturday Night Live.
That's what Atlanta said as well. It's 3-3.
Number four, playoff football this weekend. Now four teams remain. Can you name one of them?
The Chiefs.
Yeah, Rams, 49ers, the Bengals. That's what Atlanta said as well. We're tied at four.
Finally, number five. In an interview before his passing last week, Meatloaf says an eighth grade gym teacher gave him his nickname. Aww. Can you name the 1999 film he played the character Bob in?
Oh, that's Fight Club.
And the first rule of Fight Club, Kara?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
You do not talk about Fight Club.
And the second rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight
you
Club.
You do not talk about Fight Club.
Atlanta missed that one, so we got a final score this morning, a 5-4. Atlanta and Alpharetta, are you smarter than Kara?
Oh, not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,195 wins and 38 losses.
Sorry, Atlanta.
That's okay. It was fun.
No cash, bub. We're giving you a sneak peek of Amazon Prime's newest romantic comedy, I Want You Back, starring Jenny Slate, Charlie Day. We'll play again at 7:35, B98.5.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
7:25, a cold start, warming up with sunshine today with a high of 55, 37 in Midtown. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. What's up, Kara?
A bored grandma decided to get even with some scammers targeting the elderly. Miss Jean is 73 years old, and when she got a call last week from someone pretending to be her grandson, she knew something was funky. The caller said that she needed to pay them $8,000 to get him out of jail after a drunken car crash. So she decided to play dumb grandma and go along with it, because she don't have a grandson that can drive.
I knew it was a scam. So, and I've hung up on these guys a million times. I don't know why. I started playing this game with this guy.
What did she do?
She arranged for the scammers to come to her house to pick up the $8,000 in bail money for her grandson. Now, little did they know, when they showed up to Grandma Jean's house, she had local police waiting for them. So as soon as that envelope of cash, that wasn't really cash, it was just actually paper towels, was exchanged, the police struck and took this guy down on her front lawn, and it was all caught on her Ring doorbell. It is such a great story of revenge on these dirtbags. I just love it.
You know, when people retire, they need retirement projects.
Uh-huh.
this is my retirement project.
Yeah, right.
I love
this. I can totally see you doing this, Tad.
Swift justice.
Yes. Now, as we continue to see the numbers coming in from all over the world, really, it's incredible how much money has been raised through the Betty White Challenge.
Yeah.
Now, hundreds of thousands of dollars were raised locally, but from Facebook and Instagram, $12.7 million went to the animals. To commemorate the monumental outpouring of love in Betty's honor, her team released a little message that she had recorded just 10 days before she passed. It was less than 10 seconds long. It was just her thanking her fans and hoping they stick around for a little bit longer. But her voice just sounds so cracky, and it just made me tear up when I heard it. So I couldn't play it for you guys.
Oh, but it's like if people are just on their makeup listening this morning, we don't want to mess with that.
No, like it would really shake your heart.
All I want to do is hear Betty White's final message.
Oh,
Kara has denied me of that. It's fine.
Well, maybe later. So when you ask your kids what they want to be when they grow up, it's no longer a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or a fireman.
Oh, no. It's the I want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
TikTok star.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's not such a crazy thing. Some of these munchkins are making millions of dollars. Oh. In fact, two of the top 10 highest paid YouTubers are under the age of 10. Of course, everybody knows Ryan Cahoe. He's that kid that just opens up toys and plays with them and does like reviews and stuff. He brought in $27 million just last year.
He spent it all
and
on
then,
toys.
Wait a second. Then there's a six-year-old named Nastya, and all she does is chronicle her everyday life. What are you doing to chronicle your everyday life at 6 years old to make you $28 million?
Oh, stop it. Whenever my daughter wants to subscribe to a channel and maybe there's like PG content on it, she has to give me her iPad and I have to like type in my what year I was born.
Right.
And so we've just gone past that now. My daughter has figured out how to do that.
Whew.
You could change the password.
They figure it out, Tad. They're making $28 million. You don't think they can figure out how to get past the crack the code?
I think it's a matter of time before Sam or Avery has some kind of YouTube channel popping up because they're both crafty, cute little kids.
Oh, my daughter's already wanted to do it. She wants to do this summer Catching Up with the Renners, but like everything's based on ketchup. Like, we do ketchup challenge, so
that's
catching
funny.
Up. It was actually not a bad idea.
It's at least $1 million idea.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Renee, this guy Austin and his wife just moved down the street from you. What did you do that you need forgiveness for?
His car recently got repossessed.
Ooh, how did that happen?
Well, I didn't know it was his car. And I went to our little next door neighbor app. You know, we keep track of everybody to...
Yeah, the next door app. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So much drama on that thing.
I did go to the app. You know, I wanted to be clear about that. It was me. And I was complaining just about the car. It's a very loud exhaust pipe, okay? And it literally, like, it rolls down the street early in the morning, late at night. It's a little bit ridiculous.
What does it sound like, Renee?
It's not even the kind that's just so loud. It's like a, it's like a loud thing hooks you first, like with a, and then it's like a,
gosh.
It's got an afterburn to it, right? If you get my drift.
Oh, my gosh.
So this guy, Austin, he's got a loud car. You complain about it on Nextdoor. And how does it come to be that the car is actually repossessed out of that?
So it turns out another neighbor on the app is a cop. And he saw my complaint, and he immediately said, you know what, I'll take care of it.
Oh,
how can he take care of that?
Yeah.
I guess there's a neighborhood ordinance, and it's something that he had jurisdiction to do. The next morning, I wake up, and there's a tow truck there, and it literally takes the car away. So
it's pretty incredible that this happened. Like, the car getting taken away for this.
Yes.
And you feel terrible about this? I mean, are you upset?
I mean, I didn't know it was his car.
Oh, so you didn't even know this was his car?
No, because, okay, this car has tinted windows. And when you hear this sound and you wake up and you rush to the window to see who drives this crazy hot rod machine, it's like you can't tell who's in it.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I've never seen the person, you know, get in. I'm always there after the sound when it's chugging away, and the windows are tinted. So up to this point, I never knew whose car it was.
So have you talked to Austin and told him this yet?
Absolutely not.
All right, Renee. Well, that's where we come in. A couple of minutes, we're going to call this guy Austin, let him know that it was you that started all this trouble, and ask him to forgive you.
Okay, sounds good.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
When Renee complained about a loud muffler on the Next Door app, she didn't realize that a police officer who lives in the neighborhood would see that post and have the car taken away from the owner. And then when she saw the tow truck, that was the first time she knew who owns the car. It's her neighbor, Austin. When Renee feels terrible that these extreme measures were taken and needs to ask Austin's forgiveness, sit tight, Renee. Let us talk to Austin first.
Hello?
Hey, Austin.
This is Austin.
Hey, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you doing?
B98.5, like the radio station my wife listens to?
I would say that's the one, yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we just heard that you just recently moved into a new neighborhood. Wanted to welcome you.
Yeah, see how everything's going.
Going pretty well. We've got some work to do on the house, but neighbors are great. No complaints.
Oh, gosh. You just never know with neighbors sometimes. Yeah. It can get weird.
Yeah, for sure. In fact, there's this retired guy a few houses down that's been helping me with a few projects. Older than me. We have a lot in common. So he's down.
I love this guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is he into, like, fast sports cars like you?
Sports cars? I'm not sure. I mean, I'm a truck guy, so...
So you don't have a loud sports car in your garage or driveway or anything?
No. Oh, the Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
Yes, the Red Dragon, Austin.
Well, no, I did have it in my garage for a while, but it's gone now. And it wasn't mine in the first place. So,
wasn't yours?
And we just got to clarify a couple of things here for you, Austin. Your neighbor, Renee, is on the phone, and she actually wanted to ask your forgiveness for something that happened to the Red Dragon.
Okay.
Hey, Austin.
Nice to meet you, I guess. Tom talks about you all the time.
Well, hopefully he says nice things.
Who is Tom? Renee, is Tom, Tom's your husband's name?
It is.
Is it safe to say that Austin is Tom, this retired guy?
Guy that's helping you out?
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Sweet Tommy boy. Love that guy. He can fix anything. Plumbing, electrical, engines. I mean, Renee, you saw what he did with the Red Dragon, right?
No, I haven't seen what he's done to your car, but I've definitely heard it.
The Red Dragon is your car.
What?
It most certainly is not.
It most certainly is.
Austin, what is going on here? I'm trying to understand this. The car that was in your garage, the Red Dragon, it's not yours. It belongs to Tom and Renee.
Yeah. Why is this confusing? Ever since Tom started helping me around the house, he wouldn't stop talking about this red Mustang he wanted to buy, but had nowhere to put it. So I told him in exchange for free labor, we could use the open spot in my garage.
Oh.
Renee, assuming you have no knowledge of this.
I sure don't.
Did I just bust my new brother in arms?
Well, listen, this feature is called Forgive and Forget, and initially Renee had called looking for you to forgive her, Austin, because she had this Red Dragon repossessed and taken away.
No. Tom just moved it to a storage facility.
What?
Renee, you did not know that your husband had this, that was his car?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't know this.
Wow, Austin just keeps delivering. We got to ask, because we ask all the time, Austin, will you forgive and forget Renee? She thought she got the Red Dragon repoed, but turns out it's not even yours.
I mean, sure. Can you just make sure not to tell Tom I busted him out?
Oh. Wow. I mean... I'm going to try my best to protect you guys' whatever they call it, bromance with my husband. But I wouldn't expect him over anytime soon.
Maybe that the Red Dragon and Tom will be sleeping in that new storage facility?
Right? In the doghouse?
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
personally, I'd be like, Austin, that car is going back in your garage. We're not paying for a storage facility. Tomorrow's Forgive and Forget. You're not supposed to talk to a woman about her weight. So imagine how Tyler feels. He wants our help asking his wife to forgive him for giving her an eating disorder.
Oh, no.
Oh,
sorry, honey.
It's Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.